Let's go to the World Cup now, and Socceroos assistant coach Paul O'Conn says the team doesn't have a specific plan for the players who are on a yellow card entering Friday's game against Paraguay. A win or draw against Paraguay will guarantee Australia a spot in the knockout stage, but the Socceroos have four players, Alessandro Chiricati, Harry Suter, Jacob Italiano and Jordan Boss, who would be suspended for any round of 32 match if they pick up another yellow card in the Paraguay game. O'Conn says the coaching staff trusts the players. Veteran Matt Leckie will miss the game against Paraguay with the hamstring injury he suffered in the last game against the United States. And England midfielder Jude Bellingham is playing down the side's nil-all draw with Ghana in Boston. It was a frustrating game for England, who dominated possession but were unable to convert that into a goal against a defensively oriented Ghana line. Up. England are still top of Group L after two games, though, and Bellingham says it's important to move on as usual.
They got exactly out of the game what they played for. Couldn't quite break them down, and even with all the corners, all the possession, all the kind of shots on goal from distance. But it's one of those things, it happens. It's important for us and for you guys as well not to get too negative, not to get too het up on it.
In other results on day 13, a second-half goal from Ante Budmer has given Croatia a 1-0 victory over Panama in Toronto, eliminating Panama. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored twice in Portugal's 5-0 belting of Uzbekistan in Houston. And a goal from Daniel Munoz in the 76th minute has booked Colombia's knockout stage spot with a 1-0 win over the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thanks for listening to SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos.